Yeah, I noticed the bills are all attached with showing that.
And there is also a property record card that shows that it was, shows which tax code for that physical address, shows the correct one. I think it's after the 2014 records. It's the very last document.
When they were trying to, they're saying they were in the city limits, is that right? That was the tax district was a city limits district.
We actually assessed them in the city limits where they had provided the correct physical location, but we did not, when processing, did not correct that tax code. They previously, in 2013, lived in the 4CXB jurisdiction.
But once their address changed to Walnut Shade, right. It's never
and
been in the city limits.
Not, right, it was not corrected.
That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
So
right.
The tax district was the city limits, not school or anything else.
Right.
Right, uh-huh.
Between the city and Western Fire would have been the...
Oh, is it not considered Western either?
Yeah, it's got...
Oh, that's right. So they had to add on the Western. Okay. Mm-hmm. Took off Branson and added Western.
For that reason, if that particular group of abatements for that, would you want to call that Exhibit A by itself, or do you want to include it with the...
Your question on the 14s, the 2014 two issues,
mm-hmm. That was presented.
This is your, this is more your realm from being collector, so I'll let you.
Okay, well, that began on your business. Glenda, well, you've written an abatement for 14 on the business, mm-hmm. And where there's 3 years, mm-hmm. Is that not beyond the 3-year limit?
For
this
14?
Is 17, uh-huh.
Well, 14, normally in the past, when they were outlawed, it would have been 3, well, and it still would be. See, we don't have a 17 tax bill yet.
Is it not, are there not two opinions on it, January 1st of the 3-year limit or February?
That's for our assessing them, but on a tax situation where they have already been assessed, we would be able to go back 3 years because we can't go back for 17 since there's no tax bill that's been paid.
There's no 17 bills.
Right.
You just have
there's
14
nothing
bill,
that's been
bill,
created. So we can refund or request a refund for 3 tax years. And since we're not able at this point to do a 14, then, I mean, to do a 17, 14 would still be a viable request.
Yes, you can request. Statute 139.031, unless you know of a different statute, that's the only one I know. What's 3-year limit are you going on? 139.031 says 3 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the opinions that I've been giving are January and February is a 3-year time. Do you have something different?
Does it distinguish between a business and a personal?
To my knowledge, the law is pretty much you have your personal property,
right. Mm-hmm.
And your real estate property,
right.
Your laws
so
on those.
If in that case, we would not be able to request the tax code change for 14 either, if that's what you're, you know.
Yeah, if we're going with the February, that's what I was looking.
We have, in the past, as long as I've been here, we've always been allowed 3 full years of paid records. Now, as far as assessment at this time, we cannot say assess now for 2013, but if there's a paid tax bill in there, it can be paid. Of course, we can't request a refund on that 13, but we can 14, 15, and 16.
Yeah, what statute did you say?
139.031, I do believe.
When do we outlaw 14?
Usually in March, February or March.
I don't know what the collector statute was,
well,
but I wouldn't think that we could do anything.
We don't outlaw, I guess, anymore. I mean,
that's January, actually.
But
January. So if it's January, then all of it's gone. right?
Well, it's not been put before the commission and done. She has it on her books. The thing you get into when you're going back like that is if the money is there.
Right. And that's, we've discussed that before. If the money isn't there, then it can't be refunded. But we've always been able to refund 3 years.
3 years, yes.
Mm-hmm.
3 years. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. This is the timeline we're worried about.
Right.
3 years, January, mm-hmm. or one by tax years.
On the tax code change, I was looking to see if maybe it was presented to us the first time before February the 2nd. I can't remember. Has it been?
It's been a week, I know.
It's been about 2 weeks.
No, it's been at least 2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks.
The vacant date on the original on the tax code is 1/24.
I was thinking it was January because I remember looking at that at the time. Did you find it, sir?
I found the statute. I don't see anything in there about refunds.
Now, see, this is new to me because we have always, no matter what time of the year, been able to do 3 full years of refunds. If you'll look back, we've requested them.
Well, I can tell you, Sheila has come over and grabbed them before.
I'm not opposed to. It's not an old statute. It's been on the books for years, and that's why I said we have the two opinions.
Yeah. I just need to know, collector. So we're aware, you know, because we have always done 3 full years, if it was applicable.
Well, you said it's because there's no tax bill for 17.
Right.
So
once there's a tax bill generated, we cannot do that 14.
What about just holding that one and then coming back with the attorney's opinions and then making a decision that we all live with from
right.
the state
yes. Mm-hmm. That'd be wonderful.
Process.
I could probably go up to my email and come back with it.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
All abatements that are going to affect the book need to go before the commission and be approved by the end of this month to come out on the settlement.
Mm-hmm.
Is that clear? Does that make sense the way I said that? Maybe I didn't explain it well. After the end of February, the abatement process has to be closed until the delinquent book is printed and balanced and so forth.
So I think we have decided not to submit any more after the 15th,
yeah,
I believe. Put it on the agenda for one day later this week.
Or I could, you know, we could actually, even on that 14, we could, you know, you could deny it, and then I can resubmit it in March or something.
You're talking about the abatement 300-178?
Right, well, and if even if this tax code refund, if we want to.
They just now discovered that they had put a camper on and a...
Right. Well, and it was basically, I mean, it was our error. It was probably my error. They had listed it as a, and it says on their form that they had listed it as a pull behind.
It says, such application shall be filed within 3 years after the tax is mistakenly or erroneously paid. So it's 3 years after it's paid.
3 years after it's paid. Okay.
So it was paid in 15, not 14. The 14 bill was paid in 15. Or... Yeah, it was paid in 15.
I don't know.
After it's paid.
Does it show a date paid on here?
It's in subsection 5.
Okay.
Right, so the tax code 14 bill was paid in February of 15. The, let's see, which one here is this one? It was paid, the RV refund was paid. Oh, I didn't put a copy of the paid bill. I'm sure that knowing this company, that they, because they pay quite a bit in taxes every year, I'm sure that they paid in a timely manner. So I'm going to say that if the 14 bill was due in 14, then it was paid in December of 14. I can double check that, but that would still be within the time frame. Right.
It'd be December of 16. Or it'd be December of 17.
Right. So it's still, so we still have to file this by December of 17. So, I mean, if he had not paid it, he wouldn't have to have paid it.
All of this Exhibit A with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit A, dated 2/13/2017.
I second that motion with the statement that I'll, I'm going to do some more checking on this.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I'm going to, because on what you just said there, I'm not sure the money would be even...
And it may not be
charged.
We are scheduled to, we'll be in recess until we need to move upstairs for the executive session per section 610.021, subsection 1 and 3, litigation and personnel. So we'll be in recess.